Today's episode of Let's Just Be Wizards is brought to you by Dork Chest. That's dorkchest.com. Subscribe and get new crazy dorky shit every month. And we got our own Dork Chest here, and let's see what's inside it, guys.
Crack it open.
All right. Let's see. Okay.
Oh, man, this looks good.
Oh, I got it's a Green Lantern lantern.
I got Arcade's Revenge for the Sega Genesis.
Whoa, really?
The X-Men game.
Nice. Do you have a Sega?
I do.
Wow, awesome.
I think Viagra Pen is in there somewhere.
And yeah, Viagra Pen.
Right. Okay.
It's pretty dorky items.
Yeah.
It's, wow, I don't even like the Green Lantern that much.
I hate this video game. It's really frustrating.
Dorkchest.com. Subscribe today and get all the cool stuff like we get delivered to your house every month. It's a new chest full of dorky items. That's dorkchest.com. And now on with the show.
The Pentagram, dedicated to Henry Farman. In the year of the primal course, in the dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigor of steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire. He drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire. Deep mouthed from their thrones, deep seated, the choirs of the eons declare the last of the demons defeated. For man is the lord of the air. Arise, O man, in thy strength. The kingdom is thine to inherit, till the high gods witness at length that man is the lord of his spirit.
Let's all be wizards and fly around in the sky.
So Let's Just Be Wizards, the bi-weekly podcast that delves into the dark arts in order to answer the age-old question, can I be a wizard? I'm your host, Adam Hilton, and to my left hand is...
Grandmaster Maxfield Lehman.
And to his left hand is...
Andrew Cox, wizard.
Through the course of this podcast, we will attempt to cast spells, influence history, appease Egyptian gods, and everything else under the moon. So strap in for the show that will estrange you from your friends and family. This week on Wizards, the Lima. All right, how are you guys' weeks been?
A little crazy. Pretty terrible, yeah.
Why?
I got strep throat and drank too much on Wednesday or Thursday. It was just kind of a crazy week, man.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How about you, Max?
Well, I got my promotion, but
no, congratulations.
I'm going to have to spend the rest of February in the dish room because this asshole new John quit. No 2 weeks, no nothing.
And that's his name, John?
His name's John, but there's two Johns.
But he's not the one who worked there for a while. He's the one who just got hired.
He's new John.
Oh, okay.
And he's old.
Yeah, nothing magical going on the past 2 weeks since we last did the show?
I summoned a friend that I had cast a summoning spell for.
I did some new sigil stuff.
Yeah, I did some sigil stuff. Well, this was part of the ongoing sigil stuff from the Pony Portal, but Chicken came and visited.
Oh, yeah, you guys had fun.
We played some video games, smoked some weed. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Talked about some magical stuff. He was reading H.P. Lovecraft on the chat last night, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Which one? Do you remember?
I don't remember right now. It was really good, though.
Yeah, I love me some Lovecraft.
Yeah, it was some good stuff. So yeah, I summoned a friend from far across the globe, and this was written on a spell. So yeah, I did get to kick it with Chiggin. So yeah, it's a good time.
Nice.
And Ash came too. So you know, we just hung out, did some video games. Good time.
Yeah, Max, anything?
I just kind of covered the basics, you know, breathing, yoga, did a little experimental tarot, divining, you know, it felt good. I felt like I leveled up my skills.
Nice.
I joined a gym. That made me feel kind of magical when I was done working out.
Yeah.
But I think it's how I got strep throat, too.
From all that
just
equipment?
They're just unsanitary places.
All that streppy sweat on the
yeah, all
benches.
Those sweaty, streppy people coming in there.
Were you licking Calvin and Hobbes books at the thrift store?
At the thrift store, yes. I was just talking to you about this. Here's the thing. I don't lick them. I taste them.
Uh-huh.
And you can really tell what kind of conditioner people use because those books have been in people's bathrooms for so long.
Right.
So, like, you can really get a really amazing flash memory of their lives. It doesn't help. But if you want to cast a spell on them,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can visualize.
It
allows you to the sense memory allows you to visualize memories that weren't yours.
That sense, that pithy kind of shit aftertaste.
It's like it's shit and conditioner mixed together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Doonesbury books. Those ones.
Those are also
wind up.
Anything with a comic book on it or multiple panels.
Yeah.
Those are all bathroomery.
We were talking last time about when we, you know, to cast a good magical act or do a magic ceremony, you know, you want to have this sense and all the senses, you know, maxed out in what you're doing. So, yeah, if you're casting bathroom magic, that might be a good way to do it. Just
get those Calvin and Hobbes books out of the thrift store.
Right. Yeah, I had this weird thing where I was doing one of my jobs and just kind of walking, taking a break, and I saw this vision of a man with red robes draped over him and a bald head.
Interesting.
And he was doing the two fingers up like peace sign and then the other hand on the heart kind of thing.
Two fingers down, two up.
Yeah, it's something like that. And I just thought like, oh man, maybe what I should do is just quit everything. Shave my head, wear red robes, and just go around,
doing
magic.
Doing magic stuff.
Yeah.
Full-on wizard. Here's the thing. I guarantee if you walked into the co-op dressed like that, someone would buy you a sandwich.
Seems like.
You'd be set. Yeah. Like, someone would be like, oh, Adam's back. Hold on. You want some pizza, man? And you'd be like, yes, some pizza would be cosmic right now, and then they just buy you the stuff, and you'd be like, "Thank you, magicals."
Man.
Like, yeah, I think this might be a way for you to draw a lot of water in this town.
I saw myself in the future then.
Well, I mean, you just last night you said you felt like we were in the future. You're like, I left and came back to a different city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we've talked about how great our new co-op is.
And we
keep
going back to, like, this keeps coming up with the co-op. We keep talking about it on this podcast, but
the buddy law doesn't even bother me anymore.
No, like, I'll hit me up if you want to go buy some beer at the co-op. We'll both go. I'll throw down.
You have to buy two singles.
You have to buy two singles. You can't buy one at a time. It's the Sacramento buddy law.
All right, guys. Let's see here. Let's go to the news.
Oh, hi, everyone. Andrew here with the news. Well, let's go straight to the celebrity beat right off the bat, because we love when celebrities get involved with magical stuff. So apparently Mariah Carey's sister has come forward saying that they were forced to take place in evil satanic rituals.
Oh, wow.
That became violent and sexual as children, and that they have only recently come forward in this now because they feel that enough time has passed that they are that they're going to be all right, that
Statue
they're going to be safe.
Statue of limitations has passed.
Yeah, but Can I just point out that Mariah Carey was like super talented and successful? So whatever they were doing in these rituals probably appears to have worked out really well. So I didn't remember the worst stuff that happened to me for most of my life, and didn't change anything once I started to. And I'm not rich or successful. So boohoo, Mariah Carey. Sorry, you're more magical than all of us without even trying. Oh, they have to make you do it. So, yeah, that's...
Aren't music videos with more than 100 million views satanic anyways?
Is that what it says on a YouTube video?
That's like that whole...
Is that what it takes?
Is that all it takes? Because I would love to think that...
They see Egyptian stuff and hand signaling.
Digital magic, that stuff that they were talking about, yeah.
Digital magic? I am out of the loop for this.
Right. So, you were the ancient prophecy about how the internet was magic or something. You were just telling me about that.
Keck?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what Max is talking about.
Chaos magic? Alt magic?
Yeah. All right. February 18th, Los Angeles, California. The world's largest black mass was held. It cost between $15 and $666.66 to attend, though the most popular ticket was $6.66. There is no exact number on the number of attendees. However, the Los Angeles Sun says that it's the world's largest one, so we can go with their stats on that. Generally,
this recently happened?
Yes, this was February 18th.
We were not invited to this?
We didn't go, and we probably could have driven down there and done that.
Oh, wait. Let me look. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, we got invited, actually, guys. I'm checking the email right now.
You had work, and I had...
I probably had work.
Jobs.
I never.
But anyway, generally this thing looked really cool. It had lots of piercings and cloaks and metal bands.
Nice.
It had like sculptures. It had a
lots of cling wrap.
People standing in formation, chanting. People hanging from things.
Nice.
Various amazing sculptures and forms playing tribute to our Dark Lord and Master. Just an overall really cool looking time. So,
do you know who played? Who was on the?
I don't have that information right now on hand, but world's largest black mass held on February 18th, and it looked like a pretty awesome goth time with duct tape over nipples and everything.
Featuring Disturbed.
Okay. So, all right, let's go back to our deepest mother Africa for a true Harry Potter story
here. Wow, is this
a
third news story?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to start paying
you. A Nigerian toddler accused of witchcraft.
Okay.
Who was left to starve to death.
How old is...
Must have cast some spell on an NGO who found him... And he now enjoys a life of not being starving. He's being taken care of by some cool white-looking witch ladies who have sick tattoos of Shure S55 microphones on their arm and just feed him the richest electrolyte beverages that he can get. He's just looking fat and happy and most likely will be trained to become the most powerful wizard who will banish the warlords that left him to die and restore peace to his nation with only the simplest of magical thoughts. I think he just started at whatever the African version of Hogwarts is this year. And he's just looking really, really magical and really cool. And, happy ending for this kid.
I think that story made my week because it's been nothing but bad news all week. And
yeah, he's three or four right now. He looked like a little skeleton before, and now he's just looking like the handsome little devil that he is.
He's going places.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like the worst place to practice witchcraft.
Yeah, absolutely. No matter what, they are going to make sure that you suffer because suffering comes easy in that part of the world.
Yeah.
The easiest thing to do is just do nothing, and then suffering is automatic.
Yeah.
Some very obviously magical NGO involved with some other witchcraft came and intervened, saved this kid's life, was like, have some food, have an education, have some pretty hot alternative looking, you
have,
know,
have some
gals
Nike,
come take care of you, volunteers.
Some Nike products.
I don't think he was wearing any Nike products when I saw him, but he was decked out when, yeah. when he was getting ready for school. He had, like, you know, the matching shorts and
the nice,
he was decked out. Yeah. Good looking pair of shoes on his feet. Very fat. Very good. Just ready to be magic.
I'll show you where Wizard.
Yeah, I'll show you where Wizard of Drill will get me. Exactly. And yeah, and I shit you not, his name is Hope.
Wow. Hope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Does his parents name him that?
No, I think the people who took him out of being an orphan named him that.
Man, what does it take to get accused of wizardry at such a young age?
I don't know.
He must have been playing with, like rocks in the air.
No, he was clearly just doing amazing witchcraft, and someone saw him doing it. And
no,
he was no, and he was probably just sitting there laughing, being magical, and everything. Uh-huh. Someone was like, "Stop! No, no, stop that!
Stop
that! Yeah,
hold it right there.
I can't do that, so I'm going to make that illegal.
I'm going to make sure you suffer, right?
Yeah.
He was just a natural. Whatever it was he was doing, this kid is a natural, and he was like, "Fine, let me starve. You'll see, I'll be fine in no time."
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Oh, look, the white ladies came with the nutrient-rich peanut butter snacks for me to eat."
The white ladies.
Yes.
Yes. In I think it's the Philippines, a ghost or one of their boogeymen is called the white lady.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You don't want the white lady to appear, or else something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably not true in Hope's case.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. So that's the news. Enjoy it.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now on to today's topic, which is Thelema or Thelema.
Thelema.
Just Thelema. The word Thelema means will or intention in Greek, and it's the name of the magical order religion established in 1904 by poet, philosopher, and notorious wizard Aleister Crowley. Anyways, the central tenet of Thelema is do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Love is the law. Love under will.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of saying, do your... And I think a lot of people confuse this. When they hear do what thou wilt, they think,
oh, that's
do whatever
anarchy.
You want.
Yeah.
But that's not it. Because guess what? What you want might not be your will.
What you will. Yeah, I totally can dig that.
Yeah, and secondary to that is love. So do what you're supposed to do. And then try and be as, you know, try to unify with people after that.
Sounds good.
The best you can do is just be loving. You know, maybe that's good enough. But you might want to work on figuring out what your true will is. Anyways, in Thelema, there are numerous gods and deities, but the three main players are Nuit, the great mother and source of all things, Hadit, who represents manifestation, motion, and time, and Ra-Horakhuit, who represents the sun and the energy achieved through Thelemic magic. Andrew, who's had it?
Huh?
Who's had it?
That's the will. That's the now, the things that are happening.
Sorry, I just like, I thought it'd be funny to quiz you on these.
Yeah. Did I get it right?
I don't even know, man. That was a joke, kind of.
Oh, okay. It's never good enough for you. God, it's never good enough
the
for
religion
you.
Is
You're like, oh, three news stories. So I should start paying cash. Never good enough for you. Never good enough. God, left-handed comments.
Better,
hey, no, that was...
Quizzes.
Better just do
that.
Mechanical
really
Turk.
Quizzes.
Great news. I appreciate it.
Thank
reality.
You. No, thank you.
The religion asserts that the 20th century was the dawn of a new aeon of Horus, and the adherents named Thelemites should seek out their own true will in life.
Thelemite?
Just Thelemites.
Oh, okay.
Should seek out their own true will in life through ceremonial magic ceremonies. What are Thelemites?
Thelemite is a drug that made a bunch of, like, you know, like Danny DeVito from...
made him funny.
No, remember Danny DeVito from Batman 2?
Oh, the
when
penguin.
He, when he was
penguin.
Like the penguin?
Batman
yeah,
Returns.
It made babies like into the penguin.
Oh, the flipper baby.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Will it actually
it
do
was
that?
It was a drug that they gave
Is it based
that
on
they
a
gave
real...
people for...
some kind of aquarium
stomach aches.
Aquarius.
They thought it would
drink.
Cure morning sickness, but it made flipper babies.
They're still those babies are still living.
Some people who live underwater in aquariums.
Okay.
Whose moms took a lot of thalidomide.
80s babies.
Yeah.
The religion draws from many sources, including yoga, Eastern and Western mysticism, and the Kabbalah. In Thelema, practitioners must learn to find and adhere to their own divine will, which may be different from what they believe their own purpose in life is. In order to find one's true will, individuals must learn to decondition themselves from what society and their own ego has programmed them to believe. This is achieved through intense philosophical, religious, and yogic practices. Break it down. Do you guys feel trapped by society?
I do sometimes. I'm like the hamster in the cage. Like, here's your paycheck. You know, it's your choice what you do with it, but you're only getting this much work, and like overdoing it at work is not really worth it. I think I'd be more at home in a stratocracy or a meritocracy than a democracy.
Usually, but lately less so.
Yeah. Feel it hard, man. Sometimes, like, when you run out of your own wacky schemes and stuff, and you're just like, what am I supposed to do again? And you look at the options, it's like...
It looks bad. Pretty dismal sometimes.
Pretty sparse.
Thelemites can practice their belief as part of a group or lodge, or practice it on their own. One big goal of Thelema is making contact with one's holy guardian angel, HGA, an entity which can offer protection and direction for followers. Making contact with one's holy guardian angel can be an arduous task and is something an adherent can spend a lifetime trying to achieve. Yeah, and so that's basically what Thelema is.
So we're supposed to just be magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and you got to practice it. You got to.
Yeah, I get that.
Stuff.
You got to.
I'd love to have a teacher
notice what's funny about things.
I would say good morning, teacher, and I'd learn some magic, and we'd break for lunch.
Do you ever notice how hard it is to go to an alternative church?
No.
Regular churches usually have a pretty well set schedule.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Okay, we'll get into that later. Yes. All right, so that's a basic rundown of what Thelema is. If you want, I could go over what the degrees of it are. Do you guys know the degrees of Thelema?
I would like to know the degrees.
I know
of
some
Thelema.
Of them are in numerals. One of them's like a circle.
They're all numerals. Some going to be like I.
Oh, okay.
Area 1.
I, V.
Area
degree.
3.
So the entire system is as follows. And the ultimate goal of initiation in OTO is to instruct the individual by allegory and symbol in the profound mysteries of nature. Okay, so the first one is referred to as the Man of Earth Triad. There's degree 0, which is Minerval. I'm just going to say 1. I'm not going to say I or V's or anything. Degree 1 is Man and Brother. 2 is Magician. 3 is Master Magician. 4 is Perfect Magician and Companion of the Holy Royal Arch of Enoch. And then outside the triads, we have... Oh, no, part of the Lover Triad. This is level 5. Sovereign Prince Rose Croy, a Knight of the Pelican and Eagle.
That's a lot of stuff.
He probably gets to go to all the parties.
Yeah, that's like longer than the inventor of
the Knight of the Red Eagle and member of the Senate of Knight Hermetic Philosophers.
That's like longer than the inventor of the Ferris wheel's name.
That's why they invented acronyms.
It's George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.
Oh.
Yeah.
Degree 6, they get better. Illustrious Knight Templar of the Order of Kadosh and Companion of the Holy Grail.
I want to be that one.
Can I make up my own one?
Well, let's go. Let me read you some.
Okay, keep going.
7. Theoreticus and Very Illustrious Sovereign Grand Inspector General.
I want that one.
All right. You don't have that far to go, just 7 grades up.
Okay.
Grade 8, perfect.
You don't know what grade I am.
Well, I mean, I asked you last week.
I didn't answer.
Anyways. Now we know. Level 8, perfect pontiff of the Illuminati. Level 9, initiate of the sanctuary of Gnosis. Level 10, rex summus sanctimus. Level 11, initiate of the 11th degree. This degree is technical and has no relation to the other, to the general plan of the order.
Wait, that one's just like, you can have that. That's like a bullshit tag, is what you're telling me.
That means he's all the others, but none of them.
Yeah, that's a bullshit tag. We call that in the chat world.
Degree 12 is Frater Superior, an outer head of the order. And then at the 13th one, I think, is where you get the ultimate, you know, secret.
That's your ultimate power level there?
Yes.
You've got
Ultimacia.
Like in Scientology, you know, they open up the vault and they hand you a piece of paper that says, like, oh, we're all a bunch of sci-fi space cowboys, and there's a evil tentacle god that's making your life miserable. Now go try and be a Scientologist.
That's kind of the level.
After hearing that,
the level you get where, like, oh, there really is no more secrets, huh?
Except, I'm pretty sure that this one involves anal sex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to read
you. Do
you
receive anal sex or provide anal sex?
So once you get to level 8, which is right after the degree that you said you'd like to be.
Yeah.
If you just stick it out till degree 8, the degrees of the Hermit Triad are of sexual nature. In the 8th degree, the initiate is taught masturbation, magical practices. In the 9th degree, magical
techniques. Yeah, you have no idea what level I am.
And 11 is a form of sex magic involving anal intercourse. So if you make it to level 11, which was the technical degree.
I was at level 11.
You have to have anal sex with Aleister Crowley.
I think I was at 7. Oh,
I was at level 11 last night, man.
That's nice. Well, there you go. Did you get a holy book?
Did you turn it up to 11?
I was wearing my Aleister Crowley shirt while I was doing it.
Way to go, man. You really did study for this episode. Yeah. Nice. I'm really curious. I wonder what kind of naughty things, you know, you have to do. As
you get strep throat. That's what you do.
All right.
The things you do will wind up with you getting strep throat.
You did more than just go to the gym, in other words.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, so those are the degrees of mastery within the level, within the Thelema.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
OTO. Did I mention OTO yet? Order Templi
Orientis.
Orientis. That's another name for Thelema.
I'm just going to touch on those titles. I'm not going to explain
And
them.
Now, Max with the history.
Hello again. These sources I gleaned off of oto-usa.org, as well as from the bibliothecapleides.net, from a Alexander Duncan essay.
Good old Duncan.
Okay, and I will quote from the Book of Law, just a short quote from there. But anyways, the religion known as Thelema was founded in 1904 by the English poet and mystic Aleister Crowley, who is regarded as its prophet. Those who follow the path of Thelema are called Thelemites. It emphasizes individualism and uniqueness of each person's will. Thus, it is hard to make a blanket statement of its adherence and call it a religion in a normal sense, because religions are nothing if not organized, and so if everyone is doing their own thing, it seems more like an order of, you know, like a controlled chaos.
Is this a religion?
I don't know. I think you'd have to ask a member.
Probably. I guess so. And I wish. Oh, sorry about that. I wish we could have asked a member.
But getting to that, some consider it a philosophy or way of life overlapping with a set of practices and symbols commonly called magic. That's magic with a CK.
As it should be.
Yes.
And that's real, man. The other kind is like a rabbit out of a hat.
That's sleight of hand type stuff.
You're an adult.
Yeah. Put away your toys, boy.
Here.
The K stands for kids. Get away from this.
Yeah, kids,
stay away.
Stay away. But from Alexander Duncan's essay, the law of Thelema was revealed to the world by a praetor human intelligence calling himself Awas. In Cairo, Egypt, in early 1904, AWOS proceeded to lead Aleister Crowley and his wife, Rose Edith Kelly, to the steel or funeral marker of Ankh-Ahakonosu.
Yeah, 8.5 out of 10. I'd smash it.
6.66, which is...
That seems like
6.66 out of 6.66.
That seems like a diamond... That seems like a diamond tier adventure right there.
She was a high-grade goth.
Do you think she was the first goth?
She's not the first, but she's one of the... You know, she's...
She probably...
Like, no one's questioning her cred.
She probably did lots of art, and she probably masturbated a lot, so I think she was the first goth.
Because everyone knows goth chicks masturbate way more than normal chicks.
Really?
What are you basing that on?
Have you ever been in a goth sitting room?
You can smell the next room over.
They just sit on fancy Victorian chairs and... rub their fucking boxes all day.
Anyways, they went to the steel or funeral marker of Ankh-Ahakonosu, a Theban Egyptian priest in the 8th century BC, in the Bolak Museum, a place neither one had ever been.
Bollocks.
Bolak. He then dictated a sacred text to Crowley called the Book of Law, and I will just read a short passage. The Book of Law contains three chapters with numbered lines, and of interest to me was line 36 to 40 in chapter 1. My scribe, Ankh-Ahakonosu, the priest of the princes, shall not in one letter change this book, but lest they be folly, he shall comment thereupon by his wisdom, Ra-Hur-Kuit. Also the mantras and spells, the Obion and the Wanga, the work of the wand and the work of the sword, these he shall learn and teach. He must teach, but he may make severe the ordeals. The word of the law is Thelema, who calls us Themalites will do no wrong. If he look but close into the word, for there are therein three grades, the hermit, the lover, and the man of earth. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Oh, so that's what you're talking about, how Thelema, you could break down the word. And
yeah,
like,
I'll explain briefly. Okay, if you just write out the word Thelema, it's T-H-E-L-E-M-A, and the hermit is the H-E, the lover is the L-E, and the man is the M-A, so Thelema.
Oh, wow, Max, that's some cool shit.
I mean, it's kind of broken up weird because... L-E.
Like, this podcast is, like, informative because of you right now, Max. Well,
I don't know if I tread upon something mysterious.
Facts.
I shouldn't have known yet.
No, this is good stuff. Jolly good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. That means worlds coming from you guys.
No, we just went into the realm of informative.
But for 5 years thereafter, Crowley resisted the law of Thelema and the mission of Thelemic prophet laid upon him by AWOS because he regarded it as an astral vision or an imaginative experience. He thought, this could not be real. This could not have happened because I was meditating after smoking hashish and drinking very good black coffee in the villa in Egypt or something.
That sounds like a pretty good deal, man.
That's kind of what I think he was doing beforehand. I don't know. I could be very wrong. But,
it was like the Portland of its day.
Yeah.
It was the Portland of its day to summer or winter in Egypt, probably.
Yeah.
But... Crowley's attainment of the grade of Master of the Temple and the Supreme College of the Great White Brotherhood resulted in his acceptance of the Law of Thelema and his prophetic role described in the Book of Law. Crowley founded a magical society, the AA, or Astrum Argentium.
Or Alcoholics Anonymous.
Is that the same thing?
Silver Star.
Pretty much.
I don't think so. But he also took over the leadership of another.
Actually, you know, they did, you know, AA as Alcoholics Anonymous did start around the same time as the AA.
When did this start?
This started 1904, 5 to like 1904.
No, I think AA started later than that.
Only slightly, only by 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? When do you think it started?
I thought it was later than that. It was the 30s or 40s, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's 1916 or something. All right, keep reading. I'm going to look
You would
this
know
up.
Better than I do.
I should look this
okay.
up.
Okay. So he founded the AA, and he took over the leadership of another, the OTO, or Ordo Templi Orientis, and wrote extensively about the Law of Thelema, scientific illuminism, and magic with a CK.
Yeah.
That's it, guys.
Nice. Thanks for the history, Max.
Always on the hush-hush.
All right, so I'm still looking up when Alcoholics Anonymous first started. But anyways, what did we do this week?
You wanted us to go to that thing.
Oh, 1935. That's when AA started. You were
much.
We were both kind of right.
I was right, and you were not.
I guess I'm more. I guess I'm a little closer to the right number if we're doing.
No, you're not.
Price
I said
is right
it was
rules.
The 30s or 40s, and.
Yeah, that does.
You
kind
said
of
it
fall
was 1916,
right?
So 1935 would be pretty close to the 40s.
That's straight up from Ganymede
so they
to Calypso.
Stole it from yeah. Crowley.
Yes, they clearly got their idea from him.
Yeah,
I think so.
Well, so this week, what I thought would be cool to do is actually go and check out a Gnostic Mass, which is their version of church, kind of. And so we did that. We looked up when the Gnostic Mass was happening in Sacramento, the 418 Lodge.
Run by the OTO 418.
Yeah, and we went over there to their place, and we went into the creepy shed that they rent. And we got there, and there was no one there.
Went up the stairs.
Went up the stairs, knocked on the door.
Knocked on every door they had.
I played with lights and saw shadows.
Max actually started opening doors, in fact. If there was a door Max could look behind, he opened it and checked to
and
see if anyone
And then I just saw, like,
there.
An empty office.
And there
and
was
I'm
no
like,
one there.
And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not getting no burglary charge. Yeah. I'm closing this door yeah. right now. And
no, he
around.
Was Max yeah. was peeking into doors, looking to see if anyone was there to help us or any sort of spirits were going to be conjured. But
was I a peaky blinder?
No, you were fine. You were just, taking a little bit more initiative than anyone else, I think, and as for looking for the place. But yes, we waited around, and I guess we practiced some cloud bursting.
Yeah, we stared
at clouds.
I think
we did. I think someone burst like 10 clouds that night.
Maybe. Yeah.
We went with our friend Charlie, a new friend Charlie. And I felt kind of bad because nothing happened. What happened though? So you said that we might have gone to the wrong location?
I kind of look up. I looked up their Facebook event page and then went to their site and some other stuff. And there was something called the Soror Merrill Building, which I think is different from that building because it's something the practitioners built, named after. That was a sobriquet or a nickname of their matron.
But you said it was out on Del Paso.
In Del Paso Heights somewhere.
Over on the corner of Pico and Del Paso.
North Sacramento is what they said.
All right. So over by Pico and Del Paso. See, we were out in Midtown, and I've been to the corner of Pico and Del Paso, and the only thing there was Big Ray, and he said nothing was happening.
Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah, it was kind of a bust.
I'm willing to try again sometime.
Try it again.
I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah. So, that was that. I mean, do we...
Do you think... then we went and decided to just start our own wizard quest after that and just started wizarding around.
Where did we wind up?
We found a wizard item. We were just talking about how we would like to have an audio input device,
uh-huh.
And one appeared before our feet.
Oh, that jack thing.
Yeah, the box, the audio input box.
The cracker jack.
Yeah, the Behringer Straits.
That was really, okay, yeah, so just not to, I don't know, like get down on these guys for not following through
but,
with what they said they're going to do. Yeah, because like you said, it could have been in a different building. Hold on one second.
Day-to-day basis.
It depends.
Like, how Crowley do you get down? Like, do you get down Crowley? Do you like to get down Crowley style? Like, do you try to as much as you can?
I'd say Thursday is my Crowley
Thursday's day. Your Crowley day?
I think I'm not randy enough to be an Aleister Crowley. I think in researching the man, he seemed to have, it almost was like his wires were crossed between having sex all the time and doing magic stuff.
Who's the Crowleyest here, do you think?
You.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
You got the style, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he really committed his life to a thing. He grew up very privileged. His parents owned the brewing the Crowley Brewing Company.
That is making me thirsty right now.
Yeah, they were beer crafters, man.
Oh, man.
Imagine
I thought I can't.
19,
I can't even.
Early 1900s Crowley brews.
Like, I couldn't have liked this guy more if I tried. I don't think. Like,
I'm glad that. He wasn't a bull worshiper, you know, because something about bull worshipers I just don't like or understand, you know, and that might just be me. But
the Bulls? The Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
What is a bull worshiper?
It goes back to, like, early Indus River Valley civilizations, Alton, Anatoly steppes of Turkey, Seytelhöyük,
well, and
all that stuff.
He threw a lot of stuff together. He took the Hermeticism of the Golden Dawn. The Eastern thought of he went to practice one of the original forms
he
of
took
Buddhism.
He took the parties.
I wonder
of
if
the
he sacrificed a person
the,
ever.
And they say
the anime
he did.
of the weebs.
He used to get. He used to have a place in Italy where he it was like a compound where he had his
villa,
wife, and all his followers there. And they got kicked out for animal sacrifice, human sacrifice, and sex with animals.
Sex with animals.
Yes, he made his wife have sex with a goat, allegedly.
A male goat or a female goat?
Male goat.
So.
Yeah.
A goat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's heterosexual.
Not just sex with fingers and goats?
No, I mean the goat did her.
Hot. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like a pet goat, not for that
I
reason.
I wouldn't want a pet goat for that reason, but they're kind of cool. My neighbor had goats.
Really? They had the eye that looks like a rectangle?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
They
Their
were
eyes
cute.
Look really weird.
They had really cool eyes, yes. I remember that, and they were cute. They would jump up on the roof of the house.
Go see that movie, The Witch. That has a great goat in it.
Cool.
Isn't it Black Billy or something?
My dad had a black goat named Toby.
Ah.
He was cute, but he was kind of a jerk.
That cloven hoof.
Yeah.
Well, I actually tried to do some of the Thelemite practices this past couple of weeks. I've been reading this book. It's called Living Thelema by David Shoemaker, and it says that he lives in Sacramento.
No.
Yeah.
Still?
Sacramento has a strong Thelema. Well.
Yeah, no, we have a. as strong as you make it.
I guess so.
It's only as strong as you make it.
I heard an interview. I was listening to this podcast that I'm going to get the name of very soon. But they were interviewing this guy, David Crow, who hosts a podcast called Thelema Now, the Thelema Now podcast. Oh, yeah, Out There Radio. And they had an interview with David Crow, and he was talking about how Thelema is very poorly managed these days.
Yeah, well, I think that, man, that would have been good to know when we were out there standing in the parking lot.
Oh,
you
Thelema
know?
Coast to Coast. That's the name of his podcast. Yeah, no, he said that's very poorly organized. They don't ask for enough dues, and they don't have enough rigidity,
They don't
scheduling is all over the place.
They just don't keep
that,
it
that's
tight.
For sure.
Yeah.
They
I
don't
mean,
keep it tight.
How do you keep something like that going? Christianity, it's like you always have the Bible floating around, so there's always going to be people.
You
that
have
are
different
Christians,
membership but tiers. You do retreats. You do training workshops.
We went through all the tiers. The tiers were obvious when we started this.
Yeah.
We went over those. Like, how much more concrete do they need than that?
We were just public guests, you know. We weren't in the organization.
We didn't even talk to anyone. We stood in a parking lot. We did. That is about as far from doing anything magical or thelemic, I think, as you can get.
And they did warn, though, on the event page. They said, email us for details, and I did not. But that's because last time I emailed them, they didn't respond right away, and then they did respond and said, oh, it's at this building, and that's the one I took.
Wait, so you did email them for details?
Yeah, but that
and
was
they
a while
responded
ago.
With the details that year. and they responded with the details which we were going with.
Right, yeah.
I'm guessing they have events at both buildings.
I guess so. Yeah, we'll have to check out the other building next time. I know they're having a tarot workshop coming up, and that might be interesting to do. I don't know.
Have we covered tarot on the show yet?
We have not. I think that would be a good topic. You had a topic that you wanted us to do next
I wanted
time.
To do hats. I wanted to do the wizard hats.
Should we do that one for next week?
I'm trying to think of what topic I would like. I guess general wizard tools, you know?
You mean
so
like,
hats could be included in that. We already did wands.
From what I've seen with the hat, it's pretty rich. Like, we could cover enough with just the hats.
Yeah. I kind of like
that.
It's
a pretty rich
idea.
Topic.
Yeah, because covering something like Aleister Crowley or Thelema, there's just so much to it. And this is going to be a shorter episode. But, yeah, I feel bad. I feel like I can't. Do it justice.
Well, I feel like if we had gone and experienced this thing firsthand, we'd have a ton more to say than we do. But because we learned that apparently the thelemic practices are dying in this world that we live in today, we came back with next to nothing to report about this because apparently it's a dying practice.
What's the new thing?
What's
man?
The new thing?
On...
That's the real question.
New Age, you mean? New Age stuff?
I mean, the chaos magic seemed a little bit more concrete than this did.
Yeah.
Like there was more newer current stuff that we were even able to find, I think, when we were doing our research for that.
I might try filling out that form they have for membership.
Is that just membership to be in like an online... community or is
no
I want to find
I
like
mean they have like
wizards
they
here.
Have gatherings I think they have West Coast gatherings I don't know if it's in Sacramento or not but apparently it's a kind of hard thing to get into
really
they have some not I wouldn't say severe but certain things they're looking for in candidates.
Well, there's lots of people that do Wicca and I wonder if you know, going to Wiccan events would be cool for us. Or
I think that is the new thing. Like, how long is like the new type of Wiccan stuff been around?
Get in a drum circle and dance around with one of the
maybe
sashes.
Native American traditions and songs and the whole sweat lodge thing.
Yeah, people die from the sweat lodge. Though.
I like the sound of this.
What was that guy who he was a motivational speaker and he accidentally killed some people in his sweat lodge?
I never heard about
what
that.
What about the guy who almost worked for the CIA but was against the whole them smuggling coke into the LA area?
Who's that?
I don't know. He was on some sort of vice.
What does that have
thing.
To do with wizards?
I mean, he went to a retreat like that did like the Native American sweat lodge and burning sage and praying to the
ayahuasca ceremony.
Might have been, I don't know.
All right. Well, oh yeah, I was gonna say in the book Living Thelema, they talk about what you can do to live Thelema, and it's actually interesting because part of it involves a daily like sun salutation or kind of being you know when you wake up. You have a morning thing you do, you have a noon thing you do, an evening and a night thing you do. And these are little dances in a way, and you call out names and read from the book and put your hands and feet in fun directions and stuff. Make the sign of Horus, the dance of Isis, et cetera,
that
kinda, et cetera.
That sounds fun. I wish they taught us that there, but...
These are things you learn once you get initiated.
I'm thinking next time they do a Saturday thing, I'll try and contact them.
Do you really
them.
Think there's going to be a thing, Max?
I want there to be.
I wonder if it's just a robot that
I
sets up
all
their
I think it's just about believing in it and finding people who share your beliefs, you know?
Andrew, how much are you... Do you want to join a magic order, or do you think...
I think that... Well, I think that if we want to, I think this goes back to what I was saying at the co-op last night after we left the parking lot in defeat. If we want a magic order, we're going to have to start one ourselves.
But the, it's so hard to think of the perfect name.
We'll work on that. And any of our listeners out there, if you would like to suggest a name for our magic order, we will be forming our own. And we will be conducting the name choosing through a submission based system from our loyal audience.
We need a good a secret handshake too.
And we have to have craft workshops.
Man. And followers.
Oh, followers. And
we'll work on that.
We need followers for this show too. So go on iTunes and give us a 5-star review just because you heard me tell you to right now. And of course, be sure to check out our sponsor, Dorkbox and Sock Kitten. No, Sock Monkey. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sock Bunny.
Sock Bunny.
Sock Bunny.
Check them out. And we're going to have a new one pretty soon called Soup in a Shoe. That should be pretty fun.
Oh.
Where they send you.
Shoops,
yeah. Where they send you new soups and different shoes every month. So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay. Well, that was the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to learn more about Aleister Crowley and Thelema, there's lots of great documentaries and other podcasts about it. And everyone you listen to will probably learn something different because there's a whole lot to talk about. All right. All right, so I'm going to end this show with the comment at the end of the Book of the Law, which is this. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. The study of this book is forbidden. It is wise to destroy this copy after the first reading. Whosoever disregards this does so at his own risk and peril. These are most dire. Those who discuss the contents of this book are to be shunned by all as centers of pestilence. All questions of the law are to be decided only by appeal to my writings, each for himself. There is no law beyond do what thou wilt. Love is the law, love under will. The priest of the princes, Aleister Crowley. Thanks, guys.
Let's all be wizards and fly around in the sky.
Wait, what did you want to say?
No, it's fine.
Go ahead, say it.
I'll do it next time.
No, do it now, please.
And I'm Max Lehman, trying to keep it real in the 21st century.
All right, thanks, everybody. Biggest wizard in town, flying all around. His name is Wizard Brown.
Wizard Brown.
Golden Brown.
Was Golden Brown. His name was Hot Brown.
Okay.
His name was Hot Brown. Now.